The Written Legends. The written history of the pineal gland as our possible gateway to the source field, where it is discussed without any veiled symbolism, begins with the work of Pythagoras and Plato, as the occultist Helena Blavatsky explained. When she brings up the mysteries, she is referring to an allegedly hidden tradition of secrets that have been handed down from ancient Egypt and other civilizations in the distant past. Apparently, there are mystery schools that have continued teaching these ancient traditions through to the present day. The key to the whole Pythagorean system, irrespective of the particular science to which it is applied, is the general formula of unity in multiplicity, the idea of the one evolving and pervading the many. Pythagoras called it the science of numbers. Pythagoras taught that this science, the chief of all in occultism, was revealed to men by celestial deities, those godlike men who were the divine instructors of the third race. It was first taught to the Greeks by Orpheus, and for centuries made known only to the chosen few in the mysteries. In his Life of Pythagoras, Iamblichus repeats the statement of Plato that the study of the science of numbers tends to awaken that organ in the brain that the ancients described as the eye of wisdom, the organ now known to physiology as the pineal gland. Speaking of the mathematical disciplines, Plato says in The Republic, Book 7, "The soul through these disciplines has an organ purified and enlightened, an organ better worth saving than 10,000 corporeal eyes, since truth becomes visible through this alone." According to the prolific and controversial Masonic scholar Manly Palmer Hall, Freemasonry traces itself back to these same Egyptian mystery schools. He also claims the biggest secret of Freemasonry is the regeneration of the human being into a divine state through the awakening of the pineal gland. Each of the 33 degrees of Masonry correspond to one of the vertebrae in the human spine, as the Kundalini fire rises up to merge with the pineal gland. The exact science of human regeneration is the lost key of Masonry. For when the spirit fire is lifted up through the 33 degrees or segments of the spinal column and enters into the domed chamber of the human skull, it finally passes into the pituitary body, Isis, where it invokes Ra, the pineal gland, and demands the sacred name. Operative Masonry, in the fullest meaning of that term, signifies the process by which the Eye of Horus is opened. E.A. Wallace Budge has noted that in some of the papyri illustrating the entrance of the souls of the dead into the judgment hall of Osiris, the deceased person has a pine cone attached to the crown of his head. The Greek mystics also carried a symbolic staff, the upper end being in the form of a pine cone, which was called the thyrsus of Bacchus. In the human brain, there is a tiny gland called the pineal body, which is the sacred eye of the ancients, and corresponds to the third eye of the Cyclops. Little is known concerning the function of the pineal body, which Descartes suggested, more wisely than he knew, might be the abode of the spirit of man. As its name signifies, the pineal gland is the sacred pine cone in man, the eye single, which cannot be opened until Haram, the spirit fire, is raised through the sacred seals or chakras, which are called the seven churches in Asia. Hall gave additional information into this deep Masonic secret in another book, The Occult Anatomy of Man. The Hindus teach that the pineal gland is the third eye, called the Eye of Dhamma. It is called by the Buddhists the All-Seeing Eye, and is spoken of in Christianity as the eye single. The pineal gland is supposed to secrete an oil, which is called resin, the life of the pine tree. This word resin is supposed to be involved in the origin of the Rosicrucians, who were working with the secretions of the pineal gland and seeking to open the eye single. For it is said in Scripture, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be filled with light." The pineal gland is a spiritual organ which is later destined to be what it once was, namely a connecting link between the human and the divine. The vibrating finger on the end of this gland is the rod of Jesse and the scepter of the high priest. Certain exercises, as given in the Eastern and Western mystery schools, cause this little finger to vibrate, resulting in a buzzing, droning sound in the brain. This is sometimes very distressing, especially when the individual who experiences this phenomena, in all too many cases, knows nothing about the experiences through which he is passing.